The Sunday Business Show on Today FM.
Now, if you don't know the Coder Dojo brand, that teaches the basics of coding to young people, then I would check your pulse. It's a phenomenal pro bono project that has spread like a virus across much of the world. Now, Coder Dojo's flagship event is their annual Coolest Project Awards, coming to Dublin's RDS on the 26th of this month, where 1,000 youngsters from across the land will show off their tech projects, and in some cases, the businesses they have created. 12-year-old Ashton Co-op will show off her project, Girls Do Code, at the event, and Rosa Langhammer is general manager of the Coder Dojo Foundation, and she'll keep the things running smoothly. And also to keep an eye on issues here is Alan Co-op, who might be dad of Ashling, but for today, I'm delighted all three are in studio. We have about 7 minutes to talk all about it. Rosa, tell the world very rapidly about what is the Coolest Projects Award, who should attend, how many will attend, etc.
Absolutely. So Coolest Projects is an international showcase of technology projects made by kids who go to Coder Dojo, Code Club, Raspberry Jams all over the world. This year we're expecting 1,000 kids from 16 countries who will be presenting projects.
1,000 projects?
Projects, yeah. So 750 projects, 1,000 kids, because there can be some group projects and individual projects.
That's a big exhibition.
Massive, absolutely, yeah. And the really amazing thing about it is we have kids flying from Japan and Argentina.
Get away.
We have Aisling coming all the way from Dublin, you know.
We'll talk to Ash in a second now, but you're like, it's like trying to herd cats. 750, like, how do you physically even show that number?
Absolutely. So we're in the RDS Simmons Court, which is a much bigger venue than we've ever been in before. Yeah. Each kid gets kind of like a bench of their own to show off their project. It's kind of like a web summit, but for kids. That's kind of the way to picture it, I'd guess.
Ashling, you are the brains here. Oh, there's lots of brains here. You're only 12.
Yeah.
You've already been coding for, what is it, two, maybe 3 years?
3 years, yeah.
3 years. Holy God. I don't even know how to spell coding. What's your project?
My project's Girls Do Code. You can find it at girlsdocode.org. And it's about raising awareness and coding for girls.
Because girls are kind of turned off a wee bit, just a wee bit. And what are you telling them? That there are fantastic women, not alone who code, but who are massive in tech.
Yeah. So basically, on my website, I have a list of famous women in tech. And it's there so it's to inspire girls to hopefully become the next person on that list. And some people are Ada Lovelace and Margaret Hamilton. And Margaret Hamilton she was the co-director on lots of the Apollo 11, on the Apollo missions. And Ada Lovelace.
You're not old enough to remember Apollo, but I am. I love them. I still have newspaper clippings about the Apollo project. Fantastic.
As well as that, my inspiration came from when I was in Coder Dojo. I realised there are a lot more boys than girls, and I really wanted to show girls that coding was super fun. So that's why I made the list.
And you also made a robot.
Oh yeah, that when I started.
Just by the way, a robot. Oh yeah.
So when I started Coder Dojo, I made the robot with soldering, and we used a Raspberry Pi to control it. So you basically send the code from your laptop using SSH into the robot, which makes it move.
As you do.
Yeah.
Does anybody out there know what you're talking about? No. I do, actually. And a Raspberry Pi is a tiny little computer of its own, isn't it? Right? Yeah. Cool. So you were going to do that, Alan. How did you get Ashling involved in Coder Dojo? I mean, it didn't mean that you shoved her out there, but you obviously had to enthuse Ashling to get involved.
Yeah, well, funnily, I didn't. It was kind of they went looking for Ashling and her sister Oisín. So
Oisín's just outside the glass there.
She is. So she has a robot as well that she'll be at the Coolest Projects with. So they were interested. Ashling started writing code herself, and she was kind of doing a little bit of web stuff for the school. And then it was kind of like, how do I encourage this? Because you know, it should come from them for the most part.
Of course.
And it's just about facilitating it, which is what, of course, Coder Dojo do. So it heard of the Coder Dojos, just kind of looked into what was available, and there was one at Coder Dojo Zalando, so that's where we go in Dublin, and brought the two girls. They loved it. It's great crack. Like, the mentors are excellent. It's a real fun environment, so it's not pressure. It's not like
Saturday mornings or something like that?
Yeah, it's 1 to 4 on a Saturday afternoon, and like that, the mentors come in, the kids basically drive what they want to do, so the mentors will facilitate whatever the kids are interested in.
Are you a mentor?
No, I get a chance to read. It's my chance to kick back. The girls sometimes come to me with stuff, but like that for most of them, I'm kind of going, I don't know, I need to Google that.
And Coder Dojo, for the parents who don't know about it, it's a pro bono. It's a brilliant. When I heard about it, first of all, I said, yet again, I was proven wrong, Rosa. It is worldwide, first of all. It is magnificent.
Yeah, so now we're from starting with one club in Cork about in 2011. We're now up to...
You better give Bill a shout out.
Bill and James. Bill, yeah. The co-founders of Coder Dojo started the first dojo.
And they pulled James...
Weldon. So they started the first dojo in 2011 and now we're up to 1,900 clubs in 92 countries, which is amazing, yeah.
And as you say, there are people coming in from Russia and all over to Dublin now.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's truly global. It's really nice to see, you know, an Irish movement spread that far.
And if people want to get involved now, okay, they're not going to get into your exhibition on the 26th. That's next Saturday, isn't it? What time is it on Saturday?
It kicks off for the general public at 10 o'clock, so you can come in and see the projects.
What will they see now in terms of projects?
Yeah, so everything from Scratch, which is an MIT visual programming language, which normally the younger kids will use, to robots, like Ashley mentioned, websites, games, apps. It's really a wide array of technology that the kids are making. But we also have loads of different experiential elements too.
It'll make me weep because Aisling, 12, how young is the youngest, as a matter of interest?
Last year we had a four-year-old who was the youngest.
I give up. That is fantastic. And how old does the eldest go to, or, you know, when are you kind of pushed out again?
Up to 18. So as soon as you're in kind of your final year in school, you will still enter projects into those projects and still attend Coder Dojo. Normally you'll turn into a mentor then.
And are there awards, or is it cash, or what's Aisling going to win?
There are awards. So there are Razzie Pi swag bags, which is really cool. So you can build your own robot from that then.
Is she in with a shout?
Everyone's in with a shout, you know?
Aisling, when you win, I'm going to actually just hustle, pure hustle for you now. You are now Team SBS, so you're going to win. Isn't that Rosa? She's going to win, Rosa. Isn't that right, Rosa?
I don't influence the judges.
Listen, it is a fantastic thing. So any parent, actually any young person, should go down there. You're expecting 10,000, I think, to attend.
We are, yeah. So you can get your tickets on tickets.coolestprojects.org.
And it's free and for nothing for those under 18.
Yeah, and we'll give free tickets to adults if you use the code CP18 today for Today FM listeners.
Which is Coolest Project 18.
Cool. Today, yeah.
Very good. Okay, well, that is yet another free offer from a Sunday Business Show, SBS. Listen, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Aisling, thanks very much for coming in as well. That is it from the SBS. Keep in touch with us on our Twitter, the hashtag being Team SBS, at SBS Today FM. I am at Connell OM. We're on podcast, online, todayfm.com, all of the usual. Our team, series producer, is Ruth Devaney, broadcast assistant, now Fitzmaurice Sound, as usual, Stephen McLoone. I am Connell O'Moran. And Declan Pierce is looking at me through the glass. He's now waving at me or saluting me. That's very posh. And he is up next. Thanks so much for listening to the Sunday Business Show. Back again next Sunday with our usual eclectic mix.
The Sunday Business Show on Today FM.